Montana's Lieutenant Governor John Walsh is announcing a run for the U.S. Senate seat being vacated by Senator Max Baucus in 2014. Democrats have been searching for a prominent candidate since former Governor Brian Schweitzer announced this summer he would not be running. His job as Lieutenant Governor is Walsh's first experience with elected office. The 52-year-old Butte native served 33 years with the Montana National Guard, including as Adjutant General from 2008 to 2012. He left the Guard to join the ticket of then-gubernatorial candidate Steve Bullock. Capitol reporter Dan Boyce brings us more on the campaign that may be the Democrats' best shot at keeping the Senate seat in their hands.
I'm John Walsh. I have some news to share with you. Before I do...
Lieutenant Governor John Walsh released this video to answer what Montana political circles have been wondering about for months.
I'm announcing my candidacy to become Montana's next United States Senator.
Initially, the video was all there was going to be on the first day of Walsh's Senate campaign. The candidate was not giving any interviews, although that changed after numerous requests from the media.
These opportunities don't present themselves that often, and this is a great opportunity to be able to serve the citizens of Montana in another capacity.
Walsh says when former Governor Brian Schweitzer turned down a bid for Max Baucus's Senate seat, running himself was not something that even crossed his mind, but he was approached with the idea, and he says after really considering it and speaking with his family and friends, he decided he could make a difference, especially with the discipline and ideals of service above self he learned in the military. Walsh has been in his post as lieutenant governor for less than a year, but he says he's proud of what he has accomplished so far.
We've been able to balance the budget, create jobs, invest in education, and so we know that there's more to do as the Bullock-Walsh administration, but we also agree that Washington is broken and we could use more Montana leadership back there.
Governor Bullock's office says Walsh will continue in his post as lieutenant governor while taking on the Senate race. The Montana Democratic Party would not comment on Walsh's candidacy, citing a neutrality policy they observe with contested primaries. There is another politically unknown Democratic candidate running for the seat, Wilsall area rancher Dirk Adams. Montana Republican Party Executive Director Bowen Greenwood expects Walsh to be the Democrats' establishment candidate, but Greenwood says Walsh was clearly not their first choice.
In terms of politics, he's untested and really untried. He just rode behind Bullock for one election, and that doesn't make for the strongest possible candidate the other side could have.
At the moment, I mean, I think people know who he is, but know very little else.
That's MSU political science professor David Parker. He says name recognition may be an issue for Walsh, and tied to that, the ability to effectively raise campaign funds. Parker also says Walsh will have to contend with the fact this is a midterm election, which does not usually favor the president's party. For positives, Parker says Walsh's military experience will likely be popular with Montanans. The state has a high percentage of veterans per capita. And Walsh's lack of political experience, Parker says that could be just as much an advantage as a detriment.
There's very little to hit at the same time because he doesn't have that record.
Parker says the biggest question mark with a Walsh candidacy is how he will respond to the pressure of such a big race.
I mean, that's the greatest liability. He hasn't done anything like this before, and he hasn't been in the intense pressure cooker type of race that a Senate campaign is going to be, and we don't know how he's going to react to that.
The state's lieutenant governor may very well be facing a Republican opponent without that question mark. Congressman Steve Daines is widely expected to announce a Senate bid.
Steve Daines has already demonstrated he can run a strong campaign, raise a lot of money, and has built up some name recognition.
Parker says that would give Daines the advantage at this point. But Walsh and other Democrats will likely use the government shutdown as a campaign issue, and that could hurt any incumbent. I'm Dan Boyce, reporting at the Capitol.
To bring our values to Washington, D.C., where every Montanan knows it is so badly needed. I'm John Walsh, and I approve this message.